Hello, everybody. It's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast, episode 79. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the recap of the iHeartRadio Music Awards that were on Monday and all of the awards that were given out. So let's get started. So here is some of the 2024 iHeartRadio Music Award winners from BTS. We have Favorite Debut Album, Layover from Taehyung. We have Favorite On Screen, J-Hope in the Box. Best Music Video to Jungkook for Seven. And Best Fan Army, BTS Army. And K-Artist of the Year is Jungkook. I want to talk about the Best Fan Army real quick, because I know that a lot of Swifties are pressed that Taylor, like the Swifties, did not win Best Fan Army. And then we're going to get into Taylor's awards that she won. She won six that night, but we're going to talk about this 1 second. Okay, the Best Fan Army. I need everybody to put on their listening ears. Do you have your listening ears on? Okay. First of all, as somebody who has been into K-pop since 2017, when I first got into BTS, if you listen to my first episode of the podcast, I talk about my BTS story. The BTS army in any K-pop fandom, when I tell you that they go hard with voting, they're not lazy, they don't go a day, they keep going, they vote every single day, okay? They go crazy. Now, I'm not saying the Swifties are lazy, but y'all are not consistent. Y'all do not vote. The K-armies, like the K-pop armies, like the fan bases are insane. The amount of joy and support that K-pop fan bases give to the idols is insane. I know we all love Taylor, but we're not sitting on our phones for 8 hours a day voting like the K-pop armies are. The BTS army is a strong fan base. I know because I've been in it for many years since 2017 when I got into BTS, like I just said. But what I'm saying is, like, the BTS army, like, some of the Swifties are petty because, yeah, BTS is on a hiatus right now. They are all in the military serving their country. And we're still winning awards. I think that's hilarious. I just named some of the awards in the beginning. You know, Jungkook, best music video was Seven, like, and he won Artist of the Year, K Artist of the Year. Like, the man is slaying. And, you know, Hobie and Taehyung, they won their awards. Like, y'all are pressed. We go crazy with K-pop. Like, it's insane. It's so different than American, like, anything. So if you're a Swiftie and you're mad that the BTS army won Best Fan Army, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. If you want your fave to win, you just have to vote. Because the iHeartRadio Music Awards are all fan voted. And we always win this award. The BTS army has won for the past 7 years. What do you expect? We love our boys. We love and support them. And they love and support us. The relationship that we have with BTS is unbreakable. The bond that we have. And they're incredible live. I'm not saying Taylor isn't incredible, but Taylor has a band. Taylor has dancers. And BTS, they do everything themselves. Like, they dance and sing and rap. K-pop is a whole nother world, people. It is so different than any other anything. It's so different because it's based in Korea. Taylor is American. She's based here in the United States. You know, she goes over international when she tours, but she's an American girl, so she has American fans. With K-pop, it's all Korean fans, and their home base is in South Korea, so it's such a different culture, like it's insane. So we're going to talk about the awards Taylor won. She won Artist of the Year, Pop Artist of the Year, Tour of the Year for the Eras Tour, Slay. And she won Best Lyrics for Is It Over Now, Taylor's Version. And then she won TikTok Bop of the Year for Cruel Summer. And also Favorite Tour Style. Congrats, Taylor. I'm so excited and happy. I got to go to the Tour of the Year, which is coming up on almost a year ago, which is insane. I miss the Eras Tour so much. I wish I had all the money in the world to go see her again because I miss her terribly. And the Eras Tour is a magical, magical show. It's so great. It brings me back to like when I was a kid and first discovering Taylor's music. You know, the intro for the Eras Tour makes me emotional every single time because it goes through all of her tour intros and it just makes me like emotional because like I've been seeing Taylor in concert since 2011 and getting like to hear these intros like, and they said speak now, and then like, hi, my name is Taylor and I was born in 1989, like that. Oh my god, I get goosebumps every time because like I went to these tours, so I got to hear all of this and it's just nostalgic for me. Like it's my world and we're just living in it, you know. And it's also Taylor's world, and we're also living in her world. And I just, oh my god, I'm excited. Also, speaking of Miss Swift, this girl has been, she apparently released these playlists on Apple Music. Hold on, I'm going to look it up. It is about the 5 stages of grief. Because you guys all know we had that, that theory about, like, the tortured poet. So she has, You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad Songs playlist, I Love You, It's Ruining My Life songs, Am I Allowed to Cry songs, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart songs, and Old Habits Die Screaming songs. I guess, like, so, You Don't Get to Tell Me About Sad Songs. That one is the second stage of grief, is anger. It is fair to say that some of her best and most beloved songs boost an edge. You'll find an ambiance here. Coursing through the likes of Vigilante Shit, Bad Blood, Taylor's Version. Of course, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Taylor's Version. So, when Taylor Swift announces an album, the world takes an interest. That's certainly what happened in the days after she unveiled the Tortured Poets Department. As interpreted, Swifties began hunting and assembling the pinning clues to digital corkboards, eventually landing on the theory that her 11th studio album is sure to explore the 5 stages of heartbreak. When Swifties agree upon a theory, Taylor takes an interest, so naturally she's responded by creating a series of exclusive playlists, choosing songs of her own that fit each stage. How crazy. So she has Vigilante Shit, High Infidelity, Would've, Could've, Should've, Exile, Illicit Affairs, Mad Woman, Tolerate It, Bad Blood, Taylor's Version, Is It Over Now, I Knew You Were Trouble, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, The Last Time, The Moment I Knew, Babe, I Bet You Think About Me, Dear John, Better Than Revenge, Tell Me Why You're Not Sorry, Forever and Always, and Mr. Perfectly Fine. And then I Love You, It's Ruining My Life songs. This one is Denial. If you think about the 5 stages of grief, denial, and then anger, this one includes Lavender Haze, Snow on the Beach, Sweet Nothing, Glitch, Betty, Willow, Cruel Summer, Lover, Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince, False God, Style, Wildest Dreams, Treacherous, Untouchable, That's When, Ours, Superman, and also Bejeweled. Crazy. And then we have Am I Allowed to Cry songs. So this one is Bargaining, which is the third stage. Okay, you're asking yourself questions like, this is basically your attempt to feel better, you know? I know about the five stages of grief. I went through that when my dad passed. So we have The Great War, This Is Me Trying, Peace, The Archer, Cornelia Street, Death by a Thousand Cuts, Soon You'll Get Better, featuring the Dixie Chicks, Afterglow, I Wish You Would, Say Don't Go, Come Back, Be Here, Better Man, The Story of Us, Haunted, Come In With the Rain, The Other Side of the Door, If This Was a Movie, and Renegade. How insane is this woman? And then we have I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. This one is the fifth and final stage, which is acceptance. When you have finally accepted, like, okay, it's actually, you know, it happened. It's done. We have You're On Your Own, Kid, Midnight Rain, Labyrinth, The One, August, Invisible String, Happiness, Long Story Short, Closure, Evermore, featuring Bon Iver, It's Time to Go, I Forgot That You Existed, Daylight, This Love, Clean, Now That We Don't Talk, Begin Again, Innocent, and Breathe. And then we have Old Habits Die Screaming. This is the fourth stage, which is depression. I can't. And we have Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Dear Reader, Maroon, You're Losing Me from the Vault, My Tears Ricochet, Epiphany, Hoax, Champagne Problems, Coney Island, Right Where You Left Me, Nothing New, All Too Well, Forever Winter, We Were Happy, Last Kiss, Castles Crumbling, Carolina, and White Horse. She really said, yes, Swifties, this album is about the five stages of grief. Excuse me? So she's going through all five stages of grief? Was that like an Easter egg? I am shook. So like when you're in a relationship, I guess when she was with Joe, it was kind of like the five stages of grief, you know? She's finally in her acceptance stage because she's finally like moved through all of the sad, depression, anger, denial, bargaining. Like, as somebody who's been through it, I get you. But like, damn, I'm not ready for Tortured Poets. Are y'all ready for Tortured Poets Department? I feel like she's gonna hurt my feelings because it's really interesting how Taylor just, you know, writes an album. And he's like, here's an album about the five stages of grief, except we're in a relationship with someone. Like, it's so true. We all go through this when we break up with somebody, when we're in a toxic relationship. I swear, when I said this before in an episode, when Lover came out, it was the perfect time for me because my dad had just passed. And Taylor gave me the album Lover, and it just helped me. It helped me through, which makes sense because I guess in her mind, that was her, one of her stages of grief. Holy heck. I cannot believe this. That's insane. So, who is excited for Tortured Poets? It comes out in like 2 weeks, which is insane how time has flown. I am very excited for this album. I feel like it's going to be a great album. I feel like just by looking at the track list, looking at all the covers, all the songs, like the vibe, I love the aesthetic of this album. Like, it's giving me like, I just love it. I can't wait to see more pictures from this album. Like, I'm very curious here. I swear, when Swifties come up with a theory, it's just insane. I mean, the Swiftie fandom is insane. We're crazy. But we're not dedicated into voting every single second. Like the BTS Army, like I said. When you get into K-pop, it's a different world, people. It is a whole different culture. You learn so much about the Korean culture. Like, I've learned so much, and it's just an insane whole other universe. Like, it's so different than Western media, because like a regular American artist, concerts are different. Even a K-pop concert is different. Like, oh, it's insane. Anyway, the fifth episode for Quiet on Set came out today. It's called Breaking the Silence. I have not watched it. I don't know if anybody has seen any of the Quiet on Set episodes. Let me know if you have and what you think. I feel like that's all I've been talking about. I mean, it's sad, all this stuff that has come out. I've heard a lot of things about Disney too, which is insane. Like, my childhood is ruined. And I'm just like, my entire TV childhood was a lie. Like, that's crazy. Anyway, I just like, if you are growing up now, be careful what you watch on TV. And it's really gross that all these Nickelodeon shows are still on streaming. Like, in Victorious, iCarly. Nobody from iCarly has spoken up. Maybe they signed NDAs. I would like Miranda Cosgrove, like, to see if she, like, has anything to say. I don't know. All of it is just sick and twisted, and I just can't even imagine what they're all going through. Like, no. But Taylor, with this freaking Five Stages of Grief, like, some of these songs, like, off of Lover, I never would have imagined would have been one of the stages that she said, like, I can't. Like, Taylor, what are you doing, girl? Like, she is a genius, and sometimes she scares me, too, because I'm like, what goes through your mind? I don't know what goes through her brain sometimes. Taylor is something else. The fact, the fact that she has Lover on I Love You, It's Ruining My Life, which is the first stage of grief, which is denial, is boggling to me. Like, Lover? Are you kidding? Do you know how many people have danced to that song for their weddings? And you're going to tell me that's the first stage is denial? Like, good grief, girl. What are you doing? Like, Cruel Summer is denial? How is that denial? I'm confused. I Love You, isn't that the worst thing you ever heard? And then Betty? I mean, Betty is about, like, apologizing because you cheated on her. So did he cheat on her? I have a lot of questions. I mean, Bejeweled, how is that denial? Because it's about her, like, I miss you, but I miss sparkling. Like, best believe I'm still bejeweled. I can walk in the room, make the whole place shimmer. I thought that was about, like, confidence and, like, stuff. How is that about denial? Wildest dreams I could see, but, like, I'm so confused. I don't know. Anyway, Tortured Poets Department. April 19th, y'all. Oh, you know, I have talked about this album too much on this podcast, but I just want to say, like, BTS Army, they vote. They're insane, like I said. So if you want to win, you have to vote, people. I'm just saying. No tea, no shade, because I love BTS and I love Taylor Swift. So my heart is always so torn because I'm like, dang, who do I vote for? Because, like, anyway, thank you all for listening to me blabble. I forgot. Before I go, I would like to say that I have three brand new drops coming. Actually, no, two out of three. Two already dropped. So I have this American Deer shirt that is so cute. Just go on the website and look at it. It's adorable. If you have a man in your life that likes deer in America, it's like tan ink. It's so beautiful. And then I have a second shirt that says, A Better Me is in Progress. So cute. And then a third shirt is for my Cruel Summer stans. If you love that song, this top is for you. It says, Cruel Summer, Angels Roll the Dice, I can't remember the gosh dang lyric, people. Oh my gosh. I'm having a brain fart. 1 second. Let me pull it up on my phone. Gosh. You would think. Oh, here we go. Angels roll their eyes. Devils roll the dice. Cruel summer. I just love that song with all my heart. So I have sizes small through 3X. So check it out. That is dropping on Tuesday, April 9th. The Cruel Summer shirt. So please, please, please check it out on nreapparel.com. And all the other stuff is on there. I'm trying to get to 100 orders by the end of 2024. Don't know how that's even possible. That would be great. I'm pretty sure I have at least 100 stuff. I have so much stuff on my website, y'all. Go check it out. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you all so much for listening to me ramble on. And if there's any topics y'all want me to speak about on this podcast, let me know. Also, be nice to me, okay? Be kind to me on the internet, because some of y'all are just rude. And I try to be enthusiastic on these episodes, but sometimes I'm tired because I'm an adult and I go through things and I work really hard and I work a ton. So sometimes I'm tired and I don't feel like being enthusiastic. So please and thank you. Anyway, I'm going to go. I will talk to y'all next week. Also, rate this podcast on Spotify. And also rate it on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you share your favorite episode. All that jazz. Anyway, all right. I love you all. Bye.